So let's review. Our daf begins by presenting seven teachings from Rebbe Elazar, the first of which is related to the discussion of the previous daf. Kol adam she'ein lo isha, in adam, a man who is not married is not a complete man. As it says in the pasuk, Zachar nekeva b'ra'am v'yivarach isam, v'yikra es shemam adam v'yem hibra'am. Only after creating Zachar nekeva did Hashem call them collectively adam. Kol adam she'ein lo karka, in adam. As it says in the pasuk, Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem v'ha'aretz nesalim li'adam. The pasuk says, Es eloi ezer kenegdoi. We learn from here that Zocha oizartoi loi zocha kenegdoi. The pasuk says, Zois ha'pam etzem me'atzame u'basa mibsari. We learn from here, Sheba adam al kol behima v'chaya, v'loi neskara daiti at Sheba al chava. Obviously, as Omer Farshim explained, this is not to be taken literally. The pasuk says by Avram, "V'nivrucho v'chol kol mishpachei zo adama." We learn two things from here. One, "Berecha" can also mean grafted. Hashem told Avram that I will graft into your offspring two good shoots from the other nations, referring to Rus Hamoyavia v'Nam Mahamoynis. Afela mishpachei zo adama e mizbarches el bishvil Yisrael. The nations of the world are blessed because of the Jews. Asidim kol bale umenis shiyamdu ala karka. In the time of Mashiach, all people will relinquish their professions and work the land. As Rashi explains, this indicates poverty. As the pasuk says, "V'yardu ma'aneisem kol toivsei moshoit melacham kol chav lehayam el ha'aretz yamoidu." Ein lecha umnes b'chusa min ha'karka, shenema v'yardu. The lowliest job for a person that will lead him to poverty is to farm the land. The Gemara then presents a number of teachings that emphasize the last teaching of Rebbe Elazar, that farming is the type of work that will lead a person to poverty. The Gemara then proceeds to present a number of pieces of financial advice. Zara v'loy tazvin. A person should plant his own grain rather than buy it, because hanu mevarchin, a bracha rests in what a person plants. Zavin v'loy tazel. A person should sell his possessions, such as his rugs and carpets, to avoid becoming poor. However, a person should not sell his clothing to avoid becoming poor. Taim v'loy tashpitz. Plug a hole, but don't widen it to replaster the area. Shapayitz v'loy tivni, or replaster the area, but don't rebuild the entire wall. In other words, keep construction to a minimum. Shekala oitzik bebinyan mismaskin, because it can make you poor. Kafayitz zavin ara. Jump at an opportunity to buy land. However, masun nosiv itza, be deliberate in marrying. Nechus darga nosiv itza. Take a wife of a lower status. However, sak darga bachar shushbina. Choose a friend of a higher status. The Gemara proceeds to discuss a teaching related to the fifth teaching of Rebbe Elazar, that afila mishpachis ha'adam e'im ezbarches el bishvil Yisrael. Rebbe Elazar bar Avinah taught, e'im per'anus bo'la'olam el bishvil Yisrael. Misfortune befalls the world because of the Jews. And the purpose is, as the pasuk says, amarti ach tiroi oisi tikhi musar, to serve as a lesson for Yidden. The Gemara returns to our earlier discussion related to the benefits of marriage, and will now present the difficulties that result from having a bad wife. Reb Chiya told Rav, Rachman litzlach mimidi dekasha v'maisa. Rav wondered what could be worse than death, and they found the pasuk, U'maitza ni'mar mimavis esi isha. And the pasuk goes on to describe a bad wife. The Gemara proceeds to describe how the wives of Rav and Reb Chiya would cause them aggravation. However, Reb Chiya would nevertheless always buy his wife gifts and explained that although she caused him aggravation, he did this for her because Dayenu shemegadol es b'neinu u'matzilis esan menachet. It's sufficient that they raise our children and they protect us from sin. The Gemara proceeds to describe what's considered an isha ra. Omar Abaye, mekash deleitaka, she sets the table to serve her husband a meal, u'mekash lepuma, and she sets her mouth to curse and insult him as he eats. Rava Omar, Mekash leitaka, she sets the table to serve her husband a meal, umahadru legaba, and then turns her back on him and doesn't eat with him. The Gemara continues, one pasuk says, umoitza nimar mimavis, and one pasuk says, matzi isha matzi taif. The Gemara brings a number of teachings related to these two pasukim. Rav Chama bar Chanina said, kiyimit shenasa odim isha, avay noisav mispakakin. As it says in the pasuk, matzi isha matzi taif, v'yofig rasim ha'ashem. In Eretz Yisrael, people would inquire by a man when he married, Matza or Maitza, as if asking, is she an Isha Teva or an Isha Ra? The Gemara proceeds to present several teachings from Sefer Ben Sira, the first of which contrasts an Isha Teva and an Isha Ra. Isha teva, matana teva. Isha ra, tsaras labaila. A person should be careful with an eshes chen, who is another man's wife. Al tatzer tsaras machar. A person should not be distressed by the troubles that may come tomorrow, because shem machar bo veinenu. A person doesn't know if he will even be alive tomorrow. Nimtza mitzdar al oil m'shein shaloi. It turns out that he was distressed for nothing. It concludes with advice on how a person should behave towards others and befriend others. The Gemara returns to an earlier teaching related to Peruvu. Ein ben David bo acher yichlu kol ha'neshama shebeguf. The Gemara presents a related braisa. Kol mi she'eino isik b'pir v'rivya, Rabbi Eliezer says, kilo shefech damim, since the pasuk says, shefech damo odom b'odom domi yishafich, and the next pasuk says, v'atim peruvu. Rabbi Yaakov says, kilo m'mayit b'dmus, since the pasuk says, ki b'tzelem elekim oses ha'odom, and the next pasuk says, v'atim peruvu. And Azu says, Ki ilu shefech damim u'amayit bidmus, because both are mentioned in that pasuk. Ben Azai didn't get married, so they told Ben Azai, Yesh no dorish v'no mekayim. Some people preach well and behave well. No mekayim v'eino no dorish. Some people behave well, but don't preach well. Va'ata no dorish v'eino mekayim. But you preach well, but don't behave well. Ben Azai responded, Uma ese shenavshi chashka batar. Ef shalo ilum sheiskam al diachir. The Gemara proceeds to present another related braisa that speaks of a person that's not oisik b'pir v'rivya. The Tanakhama and Acherim each bring a different pasuk that teaches us that such a person is goyim l'shchina shetistalik m'Yisrael. Abba Chanan brings a pasuk that teaches us that such a person is chayiv misa. Ve'atam hadvekim Hashem lekeichem chayim kucham hayoyim v'nistke liris bonum u'v'nevonim oiskim b'teira u'v'mitzvus.